Welcome to Shelf Logic, the official podcast of the Maricopa County Library District.
Welcome. This is Who's Who at the Library. My name is Courtney. I'm a librarian at the Queen Creek Library, and I'm here today with some Maricopa County Library District pages. We are here to share who pages are, what they do. I know we appreciate all their hard work and everything they do for us. They're foundations of the library. They're the ones that when you think of a library, you think of books. They're the ones that get all that stuff done for us. So we're here to share what they do. We'll introduce everybody and then get some questions going. So if you want to tell us how long you've been here.
I've been here about 5 years, since just after COVID.
Yeah, I've been here, I guess, 3 years. I think it's 2022.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've been here almost a year and a half.
Okay.
It's crazy to think it's been that long.
Time flies, though, right? All right. So what is it that you do as a page?
Pick up books off the floor, reshelve the books, sort the books. Anything that's book related, pretty much.
Check in the books, mm-hmm. Unbox the books, pack up the boxes. Right.
And when you say pack up the boxes, what is that? Like, where are the boxes going and coming from?
So we get books that come from the other Maricopa County libraries. They get returned here, and then we also send out holds to the other libraries that the patrons have requested. So we all pack those all up, and they get shipped all the way to those libraries.
You guys have big muscles because you have to move all the heavy stuff all the time. Is there anything that you wanted to add?
Well, we also get to help the customers find what they're looking for, and that's always fun, especially if we look on the catalog and it says where it is, and we go, and there it is. It's frustrating when we go, and it's not there. So that's one of our jobs, too, is every now and then we self-read, so we have to look and make sure everything is where it is. And then if we find it where it's not supposed to be, that's fun. That's like an Easter egg hunt.
Get your little prize at the end. Perfect. So what do you like about the library?
First, access to books. That's my favorite part. Unfettered access.
You get a sneak peek at what's getting added. I also really love the community and all the coworkers. Everyone is so nice and helpful. Yes. Like, it just feels like a big family, and mm-hmm. I love it.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially for a big staff, too. It doesn't feel like it's, like, too separated, which is nice.
It's fun.
Yeah.
A lot of laughing. Enjoy laughing together. Yeah.
So what got you interested in working at the library?
I was a volunteer first. And then I transitioned into becoming a page just because I liked being here and the environment and the people and the access to the books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm the same. I started off as a volunteer, and I've just always loved books, always loved reading, always. So it's fun being where the books are.
You won't believe it, but I also started by volunteering at a public school library.
Aww.
So I had fun doing the little tasks that the librarian gave me, and I just liked the environment and the usual peace and calm of it, and so I looked for jobs that were hiring.
And it worked out perfectly then. Oh, yay. I like that.
We all like books.
Like, I feel like that's such like a, I don't know, like, I love books too, so it was like, what do you get to do where you're surrounded by books all the time? That's awesome. So what are some of your favorite tasks you get to do? Or least favorite, or both?
Most favorite, probably putting out the books on the shelf and helping the customers find their next great favorite book or favorite character, or something they really connect with.
Yeah, I'm the same. I enjoy putting the books out and just helping the customers find what they're looking for. Yeah.
Awesome. I really like unpacking and packing up career. Okay. Just because I can be in the back and it's quiet and I can like hyper focus on my task. Yeah. It's just, I get in the groove of things and I really enjoy that.
I know people appreciate you getting all the holds out of there too. That way we can get all of our stuff. Is there anything that you, that would be like your least favorite thing about being out there as a page?
Oh, well, I know my least favorite is every month we have to do a perform report and we're telling what we've done. And if I don't write it down, a lot of times I don't take the time to write it down, so I'm at the end of the month, I'm like, okay, what did I do? So that would be my least favorite, is having to take the time to write things down, things that I've done. I like to just do it. I'm just not real big on writing it down that I've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did my job.
Yeah.
That's it.
Just do it.
I'm sure sometimes it can be frustrating if it's noisy on the floor, too, if you're trying to put things away. So it's appreciated if having that workspace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you on the report, though. Yeah. Any other one?
Probably my least favorite is when food gets left on the floor and then we have to clean it up if we're able to, or if it's too difficult, then we have to wait for them to clean it up and to come and fix that. Because then it's like we have to kind of move around everything to make sure like we don't make it worse, like smush crumbs into the carpet.
Because I know we've had ants here before too, so we want to make sure like there's no food left on the floor, like crumbs that get shoved into the carpet too. So we don't want any more ants.
No ants.
Okay. Are there any fun stories that you would like to share about any part of the job or yourself or anything? Library.
I find it really fun that I'm able to find so many Pokemon cards that get left in books that get returned. I have found so many, I've collected so many that I could probably make a whole deck by now.
Really?
There's a lot that get left.
Wow.
So make sure to check all your books so that you don't leave anything in there, because otherwise I'll be catching them Pokemons.
Right. Gotta catch them all, right? Library style.
I think it's fun to listen in to the conversations that the kids have with each other.
Yeah.
The other day I overheard the best one yet. It was a 7 or 8 year old boy, and he was extolling the virtues of eating raw oysters to two little girls who couldn't have been any more than 4 or 5 years old, and he just went on and on about how good oysters were, and I have just never seen a kid that young been so into exotic food, and he also suggested that everyone should try salmon roe at least once in their life. And I thought, gosh, kid, I want to go to dinner with you.
Did you try? Have you had any salmon roe since you've heard him talk about it?
No, I have not. Okay. It's a little expensive for my salary, but
maybe he'll bring some in for you one day. I don't know.
Salmon roe for tea time?
Oh yeah, that would be a good idea. We'll get really fancy, like caviar and like crackers. Eat with our pinkies out and stuff.
Hey, that's a good idea. Will Jen pop for that?
I don't know. There's no harm in asking. What's the worst that she says? No?
Yeah.
Do you have any that you're thinking of?
When kids are putting books in the book drop, you'll hear them say funny things like, bye-bye. They'll say bye to their books. Aww. And we've written things down that they've said. Can you remember what we've written on there that we've heard them say?
Why are the books falling into a trash can?
Oh, yeah.
Open up, it's the police.
Yeah. Yeah.
The kids said that on the
yeah.
And one time on the through the drive through, I had just got my hair cut really short, and the kid said, I see a boy in there. I'm like, I'm going to have my hair pull back out. Boy. And then the kid looked through there again and said, no, no, it's a grandma. So I'll take being a grandma over being a boy. To grandma.
I think I heard
the kids.
Yeah, I heard one kid say he called himself a raccoon when he was there. He dropped out. He's like, I'm a raccoon. And then he ran off. All right. At least the raccoon returned his book. So it was funny.
Occasionally we'll get the kids who, when they're returning their books and the inside one, they'll reach their arm all the way through and drop the book in. So you'll see a little arm going through.
Very thing-ish.
Yeah. They want to make sure it gets dropped
in. Adam's family?
Oh, that's cute. I want to make sure it gets dropped, nice and gently. Speaking of dropping things off, what is the weirdest or grossest thing that you have seen turned in, whether it's in a book or just returned in general?
Definitely for me, it was a spaghetti noodle, a cooked spaghetti noodle that was being used as a bookmark.
Did it have sauce on it too? Or no. It was just still noodles gross?
It was just a buttered noodle, but ew.
Was the intention to eat it afterward?
I don't know. It was just gross.
Save us for later.
If I get hungry, I have a little snack. Oh, that's so gross. Did you just throw the whole book?
Yeah, I shook the book over the trash can. I didn't touch the, it wasn't wet anymore, but it was definitely a cooked spaghetti noodle.
Oh, that's so gross.
And you can tell when kids have been eating Cheetos.
Cheetos, I hope chocolate. Yeah,
chocolate.
Every time I'm like, please let this be chocolate.
Yeah.
I've gotten a book returned that was completely sopping wet. Someone had dropped it in a tub of water. And returned it and dropped it, and it was damp and it was.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No. I think the grossest one, I had one with blood in it, and the person told me it was okay because it was just a nosebleed. And I was like, nope, it's still a biohazard. We still can't. We don't put books out that have blood in them.
But twice have I gotten a book returned with a dried contact lens on top of it. A dried contact lens.
Wow.
So Pokemon cards, that's okay. We're not going to take, we don't want contact lenses or Cheeto fingers or spaghetti noodles. Oh. So gross. Oh, check your books. Please, check them. And then is there you've all been here at least minimum a year, up to five. Is there any advice? I know you all volunteered too. Is there any advice you would give somebody if they were interested in working at the library?
Fill out an application and go give it your best shot. It's a lot of fun. People that work here are great.
I think it is good to volunteer first. I think that you get to know the people and you get to know how things go on the shelves. And so, yeah, I think it's good to volunteer first.
Know your ABCs. it can help to be familiar with a lot of, popular titles and, so you can recommend things. But also just kind of learn about what the libraries offer, in person or online, just kind of knowing about those so that you can have the knowledge to help other people.
Awesome. I like that. Those are all wonderful. Is there anything else that you'd like to say as we wrap up our who's who or anything? And I'm putting you on the spot with that question, but anything else?
No.
Well, thank you all for joining me today. I had fun. I like learning all that stuff from you guys too. So thank you so much. And thank you for listening. This was Who's Who at the Library. Again, pages for Maricopa County Library District. And take their advice. If you're interested, make sure you know your ABCs, volunteer, and fill out an application. Worst thing that happens is it doesn't go through, but give it a shot anyway. And thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to Shelf Logic. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts and share it with a friend. If you'd like to hear more, reach out to us on our website, mcldaz.org, or find us on social media.